Sorry, we're a little bit late getting down. Welcome to the Bids and Purchases Committee, Tuesday, July 5th at 9 a.m. Actually, 9:02 a.m. Item number one is call to order, which I have just done. Item number two is approval of the minutes from the June 6th, 2022 meeting.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
All right, we've got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Public comment period. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody wants to give some public comments, we'll give you up to 3 minutes to come up to the podium and give us some comments. Anybody want to do public comments? Seeing none, we will move forward to item number four, which is employee recognition. Let's go down.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Jill Russ, if you would come up, please. Jill Russ is a procurement agent with the town. The National Institute of Government Purchasing, or NIGP, offers a certification program based on the public procurement framework. This program requires successful completion of 2 modules with testing that incorporate 33 competencies and actually has a 30% failure rate. Jill recently passed both portions of the exam and is now a certified procurement professional with the designation of CPP and our newest certified shopper.
Oh, hey.
So thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, item number five is award the contract for traffic calming devices.
Yes, sir. In March, the Transportation Committee approved the traffic calming program. The town requested bids for these 3 projects. There was also an ad alternative for Founders Way for 2 different ways to design the raised table. Only 1 bid was received from Truluck Roadway Services, LLC, who was determined to be both responsive and responsible. Staff therefore recommends contracting with Truluck Roadway Services, LLC, on the base bid and add alternative 2 in the amount of $106,420.
Okay, thank you very much. Committee?
Yes, yes, I have a question, and maybe I'll just make a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve, and then under discussion, a couple of things.
Okay, we have a second?
Second.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. We're open for discussion.
On Founders Way, there appears to be an issue with parking too close to Mathis Ferry Road. And since we're going to be doing some things on Founders Way, is that something that transportation can look at, please? Because it's interrupting the right turn lane parking. There were at least 3 cars parked yesterday adjacent to the curb. But we don't allow parking there. We just don't have any signs. So part of this, if we could take care of that, that would be great. And the second question is, originally there was something that we were looking at in Snee Farm. What finally transpired with that traffic calming?
Yes, sir. So to answer your first question regarding the parking along Founders Way near the Rifle Range Road intersection, we can certainly look at that. It probably will not be incorporated as part of this, as it's sort of separated from the traffic calming, but signage and things like that, we can certainly look at addressing the concerns there. The second part, yes, Law Lane, which was approved in the 2020 traffic calming program, we are still in discussions with the Snee Farm Board and HOA to come up with sort of an amenable way to address sort of the more holistic approach to traffic calming through the neighborhood as directed by the Transportation Committee.
Okay, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. All right. Item number 6, award for contract for professional heating, ventilation, and air.
Yes, sir. Staff solicited for bids for maintenance and repair services for the town's HVAC equipment. 3 bids were received, with Trane US being the most responsive and responsible bidder. It is therefore recommended that the town contract with Train US in the amount of $123,133 to provide monthly HVAC maintenance and repair services.
Okay.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second. Right.
So we got a motion and a second. Any discussion?
One thing I would say is with the heat coming in, you need to make sure the air conditioners are working in all our buildings.
Absolutely. All right, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 7 is award of a contract for Pitt Street Bridge micro mobility design.
Yes, sir. Staff recommends contracting with Kimley Horn, one of our transportation on-call firms, for the Pitt Street Bridge micro mobility project in the amount of $121,400. The goals of this project are shown here.
Now, how far down the bridge will this be going? All the way?
So the limits of this project will be essentially on the roadway portion. So where the existing residential area ends up to the round, really kind of a turnaround.
Okay, good. So they won't be allowed any further than that?
No, sir.
Good. Okay. Because you got a lot of walkers, people walking their dogs and stuff down there as well. So, yeah, that looks good to me.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 8 is the award of a contract for court and jury trial management software solution.
Yes, sir. The current municipal court software is out of life cycle and the company no longer provides support. The town solicited for proposals for court and jury trial management software and received 5 proposals. The top 3 were vetted by a committee, with Tyler Technologies Incorporated being the recommended provider. Staff therefore request approval to enter into negotiations with Tyler Technologies Incorporated for municipal court and jury trial management software solutions.
Move to approve.
Second.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Item number 9 is adjournment.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen, we got us off on a good foot today. And let's hope that we will, the rest of our committees will follow suit and let everybody get to work early. Anyhow, thank you very much. We're adjourned. Thank you, sir.